Proclamation number 5192 of 19th of August, 1951. Jesus Christ, the mediator between God and people. The man Jesus established the connection between me and people. He was close to them and yet also in direct contact with me through his Spirit. Thus he was the mediator through whom people could reach me because they were unable to do so on their own. You humans must inevitably make use of this mediator Jesus Christ if you want to find the way home to the Father's house, because he alone guides you and supports you with his help where your strength is insufficient. No one can exclude him, no one can reach the aim without him. No one will become blissfully happy without Jesus Christ. Anyone who believes he does not need him will never come to me, for I myself sent him to meet you so that he would fetch you to me, and if you now reject him you block your own access to me and you will never reach the aim. He is my son, descended to you from the kingdom of glory and light and the knowledge of your adversity and your inability to rise from the depths. He clothed himself with a human shell in order to come close to you, yet his soul maintained the connection with me. His soul also asserted itself towards the body, it also determined it to turn towards me. And thus I myself was able to occupy this human shell in all fullness and speak to people through him. People came closer to me who pressed towards him because they recognized him and the deity dwelling in him. He mediated between me and men. He picked up what had fallen and brought it to me. He showed everyone the path to me and offered himself as a guide on this path. And thus every person's returned home into the Father's house is assured who uses him as a mediator. And I have seen this since eternity. I saw the endless distance of my creations from me and the weakened will power. I saw the will of those creations bound by my adversary and had to send them a savior who helped them to get rid of their chains, who guided them back to me. I myself had indeed granted my adversary the power to use his free will, yet he misused his power and thus had the beings under his control which had indeed emerged through his orbit from my strength. With my omnipotence I could not wrest the beings from him, yet the beings could have escaped voluntarily. But they could not muster this will and therefore a being had to be sent to them as savior who opposed the adversary's will with his will. And this being conquered him. It was Jesus, the human being, who took up the battle out of love for humanity, who brought love to the highest development within himself and thereby drew me to himself and now defeated the adversary with my strength. He is to be regarded as the savior of humanity, as the provider of strength for the weak people longing for God who could never reach him without help. He is the provider of strength who acquired grace without measure through his death on the cross and now bestows it upon all those who call upon him for help, who accept him as the mediator between themselves and me and request his assistance in the realization of their weakness and inability to travel the path alone which still separates them from me. Every person can draw strength from him. And anyone who takes refuge in him will certainly reach the aim, for I accept everyone whom he brings to me, who went to his death for you. Amen.